So I've lived in Los Angeles for 2 years now, and I've been attacked by raccoons 3 times. What the fuck is going on? We're supposed to track if animals are trying to take over civilization, right? Because we're doing a terrible job. Raccoons are now the size of St. Bernards, and nobody gives a shit. They're evolving extremely fast. And everyone's like, well, those are weird. No! There's things in the garbage that are going to rip our throats out. They have hands. They have opposable thumbs. They can play Candy Crush Saga and, like, totally add a bunch of charges to your phone you don't want slash murder you. And they're really, they have terrible personalities. I was taking out the garbage at 2 a.m. after a show. Like, I got home really late, and I was like, oh, I still got to do this. I have a family, I have responsibilities. So I'm taking out the garbage long after the entire neighborhood has gone to sleep. And I lift up the lid to the dumpster, and I didn't even see this had started happening, but a raccoon had run up my neighbor's fence and was already mid-air when I turned around over my shoulder, and its hands were out. Like it was gonna, you know, piano wire murder me all mobster style. Just like, little horrible little like furry Zeppelin body with little fish skeletons hanging off of it. Fuck street pandas, okay? I barely got away with my life, but way worse than raccoons are, as long as we're talking about alley animals, possums. Yeah, right? Because they've never attacked a person, but you know what's gonna happen any day because they look disgusting. Like in this unearthly way where something has intervened with nature to make a possum. If you're taking out the garbage and one's coming after you, you don't see it happening, but then all of a sudden on the corner of your eye, you just see it softly padding out of the darkness, straight from the Princess Bride, this weird little furry basilisk thing that looks like it's like waddling like an alligator, and it's got the horrible blackness from the edge of our solar system just in its eyeballs, just staring back at you. Just all just what is it gonna do? And this is a science fact about possums. They have more teeth in their mouth face than any other mammal. What the fuck is that for? They eat like dragonflies and garbage. Why do they have so many goddamn teeth? I mean, it's little needle things that stick in every direction because they bash their face on every driveway in your cul-de-sac 1,000 goddamn times that day because it's dying all the goddamn time. So its face is all messed up with its bone pieces sticking everywhere. And its tongue is lolling out just like blah, 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 with little bits of gravel and broken glass stuck to it. Just... And possums die for real. I don't care what scientists say about them secreting a death foam to fool predators. That is happening live in front of you. It is dead. And what happens is there's a raccoon in the bushes that is a necromancer that brings it back to life. Because if you've never heard a raccoon talk, they've also evolved a soft palate. So they don't sound like a normal small mammal that goes like, they go, they're trying to summon something to help it kill you. Because you might have tools. It needs an army. So you look at the possum, and it's so gross looking, you die, and it dies, and so you could be making eye contact and die together, which sounds like it should be romantic, but it isn't. So then your corpse is laying there, the raccoon brings the possum back to life, and together they drag your unconscious body to their secret temple they've built underneath Hollywood Forever Cemetery, is what I'm pretty sure is happening to unsuspecting people.